this is Trish McGregor with your June Star Power Astrology Forecast. Thank you for joining me. If you're interested in getting a personal astrology reading, contact me through the mysticalunderground.com. In the masthead, you'll see astrology readings where there's a contact form. Okay, June is a busy month with some major transits. On the 29th, for instance, Mercury turns retro in Cancer, and that lasts until July 23rd. On the same day, around the 30th Eastern Daylight Time, Jupiter enters Leo, where it will be until July 27th, 2027. During the Mercury retro period, it's smart to follow the rules of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Also, don't sign contracts, move, or have surgery, since miscommunication rules take nothing for granted. Aries. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 4th house, with the planet of communication and the area of your chart that governs family, home, and personal environment. You're able to communicate clearly whatever has been on your mind. You're deeply intuitive with Mercury in Cancer, so be sure to listen to those gut feelings. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer in the same area of your chart. Jupiter has been expanding your 4th house for more than a year now. That expansion may include new additions to the family through pregnancy or roommate, a move, or perhaps an adult child or aging parent has moved in. The conjunction from Venus could suggest that a lover moves in or that you're involved in a creative endeavor at home. The new moon in Gemini on June 14th occurs in your 3rd house, so that's where the new opportunity should surface. Possibilities: you write a book, your book sells, you move to a new neighborhood, a sibling comes for an unexpected visit, you start a blog. Anyway, anything connected to communication is a possibility. The really positive thing is the new moon doesn't happen during Mercury retro. The 25th features both a trine and a square, so it will feel like a mixed-up day. Venus and Leo trine Saturn in your sign. This trine could indicate a couple of possibilities. You get romantically involved with an older person of authority who becomes interested in a creative project you've taken on. The square between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in your sign may indicate deception of some kind. If your home is on the market, for instance, be sure that you trust the realtor. If your child is accused by a teacher of doing something, definitely look into it. On the 29th, the full moon in Capricorn takes place in your 10th house of profession and career. You're now able to clearly see what works for you professionally and what doesn't. You can easily communicate to yourself and others how to remedy what isn't working. Also on the 29th, Jupiter enters Leo at 10:52 p.m. Pacific Time and 1:52 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 30th. From now until July 26th or 7th, 2027, Jupiter will be expanding your creativity. If you and your partner want kids, it could happen during this transit. Regardless of how the specifics unfold, the transit is lucky and ushers synchronicity into your life in a major way. At 1:36 p.m. Eastern Daylight and 10:36 a.m. Pacific Time on the 29th, Mercury in Cancer turns retro. It lasts, unfortunately, until July 23rd, until 6:58 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:58 p.m. Pacific Time. Taurus. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 3rd house. This transit certainly facilitates all forms of communication. So if you have something to say, Taurus, get it out. If you have a website or a network for which members pay, it's an ideal day to touch base with a newsletter updating everyone. The 9th features the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in Cancer. Today's communication is with a romantic partner or your muse or both. Jupiter will continue to expand your 3rd house until the 29th, so take advantage of it now before it moves into Leo. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th occurs in your 2nd house of income, so that's where the new opportunity should surface. Whether you're looking for another job that pays better or a way to supplement your income, this new moon should bring it in. If it's online, just be aware that you double-check that it's not a scam. The 25th brings two aspects: a trine and a square, so the day will feel oddly mixed, perhaps even contradictory. The trine between Venus and Leo and Saturn and Aries favors counseling, therapy, ghostwriting, anything you're doing behind the scenes. The square is between the Sun and Cancer and Neptune and Aries. This one can indicate deception of some kind from someone behind the scenes, or perhaps that you're deceiving yourself. The 29th is another loaded day. There's a full moon in Capricorn. Then Jupiter enters Leo, and also, oh, ugh, Mercury turns retrograde Cancer. So, the full moon first. It's in your ninth house. So everything governed by the ninth house is illuminated. Your beliefs, spirituality, worldview, foreign travels, and interactions with foreign cultures and people. This house also rules higher education, courts, the law, and publishing. If something in anything in any of these areas is drawing to completion, don't panic. Another door will open. Notice that regarding Jupiter, it enters Leo on the 29th Pacific time and on the 30th Eastern time. Times are listed at the beginning of the forecast. Jupiter will be there until July 27, 2027. During its transit of your fourth house, your family is likely to expand through pregnancies. You may move to a larger home or neighborhood. Elderly parents may move in. An older child may move home. Your home, family, and personal environment will expand. Then we come to the Mercury retro in Cancer on the 29th. Since this occurs near third house of communication, miscommunication will flourish. You may have issues with siblings, neighbors, your education, and short distance travel. Follow the advice provided at the beginning of the forecast. It ends on July 23rd. Gemini. So on the first, Gemini, Mercury enters Cancer, your second house of income. So through the end of the month, that's where your conscious focus lies. You communicate about it, may obsess about it, especially as the cost of gas and everything else rises. Instead, give your intuition full power, let it whisper to you, guide you, especially when the new moon in your sign arrives on the 14th. The 9th brings a conjunction between Venus and Jupiter in Cancer in your second house. Income again. But with Jupiter in air expanding what you earn, your income should be good now. In fact, with this conjunction, it's likely that you earn money from a creative project. At the end of the month, Jupiter enters Leo, your third house of communication. But unfortunately, Mercury in Cancer turns retro the same day. The new moon in your sign on the 14th should bring opportunities into your personal life. So what do you desire most right now, Gemini? What would you like to be doing for work, professionally? Place your desires at the top of your intentions list. Focus and make them happen. On the 25th, there's a trine between Venus and Leo and Saturn and Aries, and a square between the Sun and Cancer and Neptune and Aries. It'll feel like a mixed-up day. The trine might indicate a new romantic relationship with someone you meet through your network, or it could be that someone in your network is helpful with a creative endeavor. Then along comes the square between your second and 11th houses. That could indicate that paid subscriptions in your Substack or YouTube are declining or aren't doing much. With the 29th and 30th come three aspects. The full moon in Capricorn on the 29th falls in your 8th house on your financial axis. You can now see what works and what doesn't in terms of credit card, insurance, mortgages, royalties. Your goals are clear. So go for them. On the 29th Pacific time and the 30th Eastern time, Jupiter enters Leo, your third house. Ready to write that book now, Gemini? That screenplay, then get going. But since Mercury in Cancer turns retro today until July 23rd, start after that date and follow the advice provided at the beginning of the forecast. Cancer. Hope you're in the mood to chat and blog this month. Mercury enters your sign on the first, Cancer. So if you've been holding it back, let it all go. Consider a psychic party, exploring a haunted house, or plan a spiritual quest. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter hold down your sign, planning how to expand your life until June 29th when Jupiter enters Leo, and then it's on to, well, how to expand your income. This conjunction can also signal the start of a romantic relationship or its evolution to something bigger. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th brings new opportunities to work in some capacity behind the scenes, or you may decide to find an online therapist or counselor. Or if you're qualified, you may start doing it yourself. Just be sure to research the opportunities that surface to make sure they aren't scams, which are proliferating these days. The 25th brings two aspects, a trine between Venus and Leo and Saturn and Aries, and a square between the Sun and your sign and Neptune and Aries. So it may end up feeling like a mixed-up day. The trine should result in money or income headed your way thanks to an added responsibility in your professional life. The square, thanks to Neptune's involvement, can indicate deception of some kind, or that you're confused about a direction in which you should move. The 29th brings a full moon in Capricorn, which illuminates the partnerships in your life, personal or professional. Are your goals and strategies in agreement? Are the relationships working? You're able to see the details more clearly now, and if something isn't working, you'll figure out how to fix it. On the 29th Pacific time, Jupiter enters Leo in your income area, which happens on the 30th in Eastern time. Between now and July 27th, 2027, Jupiter will expand your income and your values. Also today, Mercury turns retro in your sign and doesn't straighten out until July 23rd. Follow the advice at the start of the forecast about how to navigate this period more successfully. Leo, on the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 12th house. Your communications today are with people who are behind the scenes in your life. Therapist, counselor, a trusted friend. You may have a lot brewing in your unconscious, and it helps to get it all out. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer. This one could indicate a romantic relationship that is quite private, a creative endeavor you're involved with behind the scenes, or meeting in the minds with a creative partner, or all of the above. On June 29th, Jupiter enters your sign, Leo, and that's when your personal life begins to expand in surprising ways. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th falls in your 11th house. So the new opportunities should surface in your network with your brand, with new friends and connections. You'll be doing a lot of communicating in person through emails and texting. Expect some surprises. On the 25th, Venus in your sign, Leo, trines Saturn in Aries, and the sun in Cancer scores Neptune in Aries. So it will be a mixed energy day. The trine stimulates a desire for foreign travel, perhaps to return to a place you've been and enjoyed. Or maybe you'll set out on a quest of some kind, spiritual education. With Neptune involved in the square, some sort of deception may be involved today. On the 29th, the full moon in Capricorn occurs in your 6th house of daily work and how you maintain your daily health. You can now clearly see what works in these areas and what doesn't. You may change your exercise routine or your routine at work. If so, the change is a good thing. If something in this area is reaching completion, don't fret about it. Another door will open. On the 29th, Pacific time, Jupiter enters Leo, and in Eastern time, it happens on the 30th. For the next 13 months, Jupiter will be expanding your personal life, Leo, and you'll love it. Unfortunately, Mercury turns retro on the 29th, too, in Cancer, and doesn't straighten out until July 23rd. On the 1st, Virgo, Mercury enters Cancer in your 11th house. This is great for communicating with your network of colleagues and friends. Cancer is an intuitive sign, so your communications are likely to come from an intuitive place. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer. You may get creative help from a woman in your network or through a friend. This help could prove to be expansive and take your work in a bigger direction. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th takes place in your career areas. That's where the new opportunities should surface. Possibilities, a new job that leads you to a new career. You graduate from college or grad school and are hired for a job that delights you. You're retired, but an opportunity surfaces for a job you would love. The 25th may feel like a mixed-up day. There's a trine, but also a square. Okay, the trine first. Venus and Leo trine Saturn in Aries. Something you're doing behind the scenes pays off financially. Perhaps your therapist or counselor gives you a free session, or maybe your second job suddenly becomes your main job and pays better. The square is between the sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. Someone in your network is creating issues about money and credit, insurance, or mortgages, or all of the above. The full moon in Capricorn on the 29th falls in your 5th house. Creativity, kids, romance, what you do for fun and pleasure. Capricorn whispers, make your goals, and now you should be able to see what works in each of these areas and what doesn't, and Capricorn helps you make amends. On the 29th Pacific time and the 30th Eastern time, Jupiter enters Leo and Mercury turns retro in Cancer. For the next 13 months, Jupiter expands your unconscious, your private life, anything behind the scenes. However, with Mercury retro until July 23rd, the expansion may be slow until after that date. Libra. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your career area. This is ideal for communicating with your employer, colleagues, and other employees, or with your private clients. You're communicating intuitively. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter conjunct in Cancer. Professionally, things have been expanding for you and will continue to do so until June 29th, when Jupiter enters Leo and your network area of the 11th house. With Venus in this conjunction, a woman or your muse is helpful with something you're working on. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th may awaken your hunger for foreign travel, spiritual work, and insights, and you should be doing much more communicating with colleagues, friends, family, and people overseas. You may find that you're more curious about things, too, and may question how government and the courts actually work or don't work. The 25th will feel like a weird day. There are two aspects, a trine and a square. The trine is between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries. This could indicate the start of a romantic relationship, a new business partner for your network or brand, or you may communicate with your muse and plunge into a creative endeavor. The square is between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. This could indicate that something is amiss in your professional life. It could indicate a deception that involves a professional colleague or partner. Follow your intuition. On the 29th, the full moon in Capricorn illuminates your family, home, and your personal environment. You may have goals in these areas that you haven't achieved, but now you may be figuring out how to do it. However, Mercury also turns retrograde in Cancer today until July 23rd, and miscommunication flourishes. On the 29th Pacific time and the 30th Eastern time, Jupiter enters Leo, and for the next 13 months or so, your network expands and your brand may go viral. Scorpio. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 9th house. So you may be planning a trip overseas, laying out the cities you'd like to see, the countries, the sites. If you're planning it yourself, make your reservations before Mercury turns retro on the 29th and travel before or after the retrograde ends on July 23rd. When Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer on the 9th, your travel plans may suddenly expand to other countries and locations. Keep track of the costs so you don't freak out when the bills come due. Or your focus may be on attending or teaching workshops or on getting into grad or law school for the next phase of your life and career. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th occurs in your 8th house on your financial axis. So this is where new opportunities should surface. Possibilities, anything that increases your income, particularly in terms of royalties, investments, and any money you've inherited. The 25th features both a trine and a square, so the day is likely to have its ups and downs. The trine is between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries. This one connects your career area and daily work, so whatever you're doing in your daily work seems to pay off in accolades or money or both. The square is between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. It looks as if an issue surfaces concerning something you're doing in your daily work that throws a wrench into travel plans you may have. The full moon in Capricorn on the 29th occurs near third house. It looks like there'll be a lot of communication about stuff that's going on in your life. You may be preparing to move into a different neighborhood, or one of your kids is changing school, or maybe you're planning to visit a sibling. Also today, Mercury turns retrograde in Cancer in your 9th house. It doesn't end until July 23rd at 6:59 p.m. Eastern and 5:58 p.m. Pacific time. Review the recommendations at the beginning of the forecast for navigating this period more smoothly. On the 30th, Jupiter enters Leo and your career area. For the next 13 months, it will expand your professional life. Sagittarius. Okay, Mercury retro in Cancer begins at the end of the month, June 29th to July 23rd. But on the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 8th house. You may be communicating a lot today about your finances, credit, insurance, mortgages, or even royalties. On the 9th, when Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer, you and your personal partner may be discussing finances, what's shared, what's kept separate. With Jupiter in this equation, your finances have been expanding, and that will continue until June 29th when Jupiter enters Leo. Then you're in for a treat when your travel options, worldview, suddenly broaden and expand. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th occurs in your seventh house of partnerships. If you're single, you have ample opportunities to meet a new romantic interest. This new moon can indicate professional partners, an expert who knows your industry, an attorney or a physician. On the 25th, there are two aspects, a trine and a square, so it may be a day of contradictions. The trine is between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries, both fellow fire signs, and it connects houses 9 and 5. There's a smooth flow of information between you and your muse and you and your higher mind, so make good use of it. The square is between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. This one may indicate an issue with getting paid for a creative endeavor. Take care of it tomorrow. The full moon in Capricorn on the 29th takes place in your second house of income. Now you can see what's working in this area and what isn't. You can also set clear goals now too, so jot them down. If one avenue of income is reaching completion, don't fret about it. Another door will open on the 29th Eastern Time and the 30th Pacific Time. Jupiter enters Leo, where it will be until July 26, 2027, and it will be expanding your options for overseas travel, graduate, or even law school. Mercury in Cancer turns retro on the 29th and doesn't straighten out again until July 23rd. Capricorn. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 7th house. Great day to discuss anything on your mind with your personal or professional partners. And the 9th is even more conducive when Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Cancer in the 7th house. This conjunction leads to a broader mutual understanding and also, by the way, favors communing with your creative muse. And that conversation may be as vital and important as a conversation with your personal partner. On the 14th, the new moon in Gemini takes place in your 6th house, daily work and how you care for your health from day to day. So this is where your new opportunity should surface. Possibilities, a raise, a bonus for a task you've taken on, or a new job altogether with better pay doing something you deeply enjoy. This is also a chatty moon, so you're communicating with colleagues, an employer, a client. The 25th brings both a trine and a square, so it may feel like a mixed up day. Venus and Leo trine Saturn, Aries connecting the flow of energy between your 4th and 8th houses. This trine may bring a romantic relationship or a powerful creative burst or a bonus. Venus provides the magic, Saturn provides the structure. Now, the square is between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. This looks like a disagreement with a personal or professional partner that concerns family, home, your personal environment. It may become clearer with the full moon in your sign on June 29th. The 29th is crowded. A full moon in Capricorn and Mercury in Cancer in your partnership area turns retrograde. First, this full moon, it lights up your personal life in your first house. Now you can see what works and what doesn't and set goals to fix whatever doesn't work and goals to move your life forward. Now, that Mercury retro, follow the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast and keep in mind the retro tempers or delays the good stuff. On the 29th Pacific time and the 30th Eastern time, Jupiter enters Leo, where it will be for the next 13 months. And here it will expand your 8th house on your financial axis. With breaks in insurance, credit, mortgages, earnings, and royalties, and inheritances as well. You're likely to speak up more during this transit and discern what's true and what isn't. Aquarius. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer, your 6th house. So much of your communication today will concern your daily work, what you're trying to accomplish or complete. Your conscious mind is humming along intuitively. Listen to those hunches. When Venus and Jupiter conjunct in Cancer on the 9th, you've got the two most positive planets in your court in terms of daily work. A female colleague or co-worker is helpful and supportive. Good thing, too, Jupiter's offering a burst of expansion before it transits into Leo on the 29th, and you can certainly use the help. The new moon of fellow air sign Gemini on the 14th should be productive. New opportunities surface in your 5th house, creativity, romance, kids, what you do for fun and pleasure. If you've been wanting to write a book, for instance, then an opportunity to do that surfaces. If you and your partner would like to start a family, this new moon may help bring it about. You get the idea. The 25th brings both a trine and a square. The trine is between Venus and Leo and Saturn in Aries, your 7th and 4th houses. This could indicate the start of a romance, a creative endeavor, or maybe you're refurbishing your home. However the specifics manifest themselves, it's all good stuff. Then there's the pesky square between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries, your third and sixth houses. Your workday is humming along until deceit enters the picture. It may come through a person or situation in your neighborhood, a friend, or possibly a sibling, but it messes up the rest of the day. On the 29th, there's a full moon in Capricorn in your 12th house, and Mercury turns retro in Cancer, your daily work area. On the 29th Pacific time and the 30th Eastern, Jupiter enters Leo, your partnership area. Okay, full moon first. If a behind-the-scenes gig is nearing completion, don't fret about it. There are more gigs waiting for you. But set your goals, create a plan, set a time frame, and then go for it. The Mercury retro follows the suggestions at the beginning of the forecast. Communicate clearly. Don't sign any contracts or have surgery. Now, that Jupiter in Leo, where it will be for the next 13 months. Your partnership area. Single and looking, Jupiter expands your options, touches your life with luck and synchronicities. Looking for side work, gigs, Jupiter brings the opportunities. Pisces. On the 1st, Mercury enters Cancer in your 5th house, making this an ideal day to communicate with your kids and your muse. So if you're involved in a creative endeavor, Pisces, jump into it. On the 9th, Venus and Jupiter conjunct in Cancer. When these two planets hug each other like this, expansion and creativity are paramount. And because Cancer is a fellow water sign, Pisces, your intuition is howling. Listen to it. Follow its guidance with your creative projects and in terms of your kids. The new moon in Gemini on the 14th occurs in your 4th house. If you're planning to sell your home, today is the day to put it on the market. Other opportunities with this new moon might include you find the right roommate, move into a new place, one of your adult kids moves home or moves out. Anything having to do with home, family, and your personal environment, they experience new opportunities. The 25th brings both a trine and a square. The trine is between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries. This one should facilitate payment for something you're doing in your daily work, maybe a new responsibility or task, or if you're self-employed, you're paid promptly. The square today is between the Sun in Cancer and Neptune in Aries. This one impacts your 5th house and your 2nd. It tosses a glitch into getting paid. This one happens later in the day, so be sure the way is cleared for being paid before 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:38 Pacific Time. The full moon in Capricorn on the 29th happens in your 11th house. However, Mercury retro in Cancer also happens today in your 5th house and lasts until July 23rd. Let's take the full moon first. It illuminates your network, brand, and the dreams you have that haven't yet become a reality. You should be able to come up with a plan that changes all that. Capricorn excels at planning, so put that talent to use. As for the Mercury retro, follow the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast. On the 30th, Jupiter enters Leo. On the 29th Eastern Time and on Pacific Time on the 30th. For the next 13 months, it will expand your daily work options. If you have changed jobs recently, you may be involved in daily work that's entirely new to you, but which you tackle with enthusiasm.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.